All right, we're live. Yes, hi, Jeff Ross. Live on stereo with Jeff Ross. So thanks for joining us, buddy. So here's Well, so here's the interesting thing. We talked. Mike August talked to the stereo guys, and they said, "Do you know Jeff Ross?" And we said, "Of course we know Jeff Ross." And he said, "Oh, because he's just killing it. He's putting out so much material." So here we are. Where are you?
I'm sitting in my house here in sunny Los Angeles today, enjoying a great afternoon, getting to talk to one of my oldest buddies.
Yeah. When did we first meet, Jeff?
We met at a retreat for the man show. No, before that. What am I talking about? We met through Jimmy Kimmel. I picked you, Nana, because, you know, she has a thing. My dog has a thing about Jimmy. She barks whenever I mention his name. Let me go in the other room. And I drove out to Jimmy's house in the valley to go to watch a fight on pay-per-view.
My dog does that if I say Jimmy Fallon, so maybe there's something in the water. Yeah, so we drove out to Jimmy's rental house out in the deep, deep valley, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I
was always impressed by you guys had this connection right away. You were letting me into your little love circle.
Well, let's talk about the man show retreat, because that's one of the most insane things ever. Was that in Santa Barbara?
Okay. We all drove out, I think, in a big van on that first one, or we met there.
Yeah. What it was is Dr. Drew and I were doing colleges, and we did University of Santa Barbara. And so I said, I can go on the man show retreat, but I'm doing a show Saturday night with Dr. Drew. And then we all drove out. Me and Drew just did the show. And then after the show, we went to, you know, raise a little hell. You remember going to the frat house?
I don't remember. I had a bad back, so I don't think I actually went in. I think I had to stay outside.
Was there a story with the masseuse and Breaking Wind?
I don't know what, if I was stressed or hurt, but we were playing football and I hurt my back and I had to hire I didn't know you guys as well as I know you now. And I hired a masseuse to come in and rub my back during the retreat. And in the middle of the massage, Jimmy's cousin Sal, one of my besties now, but at the time he was just a troublemaker. And he basically, you know, a guy who invented Asperger's. Like, he was the first maniac who would do anything to get a laugh from Jimmy and you. And Sal busted in and started interrupting the massage. This woman was mortified, but
I thought there was a good fart in there somewhere. But I'll tell you the thing that's kind of interesting is Jeff, and I should give him the plug, by the way, Thick Skin with Jeff Ross, available on Apple Podcasts and YouTube as well. And you can follow him on the Stereo app at Stereo app at Jeff Ross. At Jeff's core is a very sweet, likable, affable, sort of the opposite of the roast master, or what most people would think. Oh. So, well, you know, there's certain guys are just kind of sweet guys. Like they're just nicer than other guys. Jeff is that guy. So Jeff would be sincere and earnest. And then Sal, I remember, you know what I remember from that all these 20 years ago? Here's what I remember. Yeah. You like were getting a rub down. Sal come running in there, started farting and screwing around with people. And you said something to this effect to Sal, like, come on, this woman's a professional. Like, you were making a case for the masseuse, but almost from like, come on, where's your dignity?
I said, this is a married woman. And you're like, you know, a bunch of guys walking in on her, or something to that effect.
Like
anything was going to stop him from messing with me.
Did we go
It's a lifelong friendship with the man show universe. And since then, And because you're new to stereo, I wanted to try something with you, Adam. And
yes.
You can volunteer for this or not. But
I'll volunteer for
it. Since we've been friends for so long, and we've done roasts together now. We've roasted Hugh Hefner together. We roasted Alec Baldwin together.
And Pam Anderson, too, each other. I think.
Mm-hmm. And Pam Anderson, which was, you know, basically set my career off because it was such a great roast. And Jimmy Kimmel, our pal, hosted it. And Sarah Silverman was on that show. And Courtney Love. And it was one of the greatest roasts of all time. And I think we could tell some roast stories today. But I've been doing something on stereo which allows the listeners, our fans, kind of in on the joke called Roast the Host. In other words, if you're listening right now and you have a good roast joke on me or Adam, if he's up for it,
yeah,
we'll hit the buttons. We'll hit the buttons and let you guys carry some of the comedy today. And we'll just see how thick our skin is, Adam, to see if we can take it.
Well, if they're good, I think, you know, what is the component? You want to roll right into it, or you want to try to explain what makes a good roast joke?
I love the way you break things down more than anyone in the world. Wow. What makes a good roast joke? My quick take, and I'm curious about yours, is the economics of the language. The shorter the joke, the better. I like mm-hmm. a joke that sums up the whole thing. You know, like Sandra Bernhard, I wouldn't fuck you with B. Arthur's dick. You know, what is it? Six words. And you kind of, it's a joke on two people, you know?
My roast feeling is it has to be something like if you're doing Pam Anderson or Alec Baldwin or whoever you're doing, it has to be something that's universally recognized. Like everyone goes, oh, yeah. I know that, but no one else has ever said it. So that's the key. When I was Mr. Burcham Mania from K-Rock in the mid-90s, the reason that character was so successful is because he played a horrible shop teacher from junior high, and everyone went, I've had that guy. I had Mr. Woodson when I was in the ninth grade. So it was universal recognition. No one had ever done, there'd never been an SNL sketch with a shop teacher. So we have universal recognition and no one's ever done it. That's,
it makes it a perfect home run, right? It makes it a killer joke.
Yes. If you tell a joke, you know, if you're talking about Alec Baldwin and you say something that everyone understands and then say something no one's ever heard, that's a killer joke.
I search for common denominators. In other words, mm-hmm. if everyone knows something about everybody, then the joke can be shorter because it needs less setup. Mm-hmm. If everyone knows Alec Baldwin hit somebody over a parking spot, I don't have to go, and that time you hit somebody at a parking spot. Or if everyone knows Donald Trump played, Alec Baldwin plays Donald Trump, you don't have to. That would be better than an obscure movie reference that no one gives a shit about.
There's also a strategy part of the game, part of the roast, like when are you going, who are you going behind. I remember when we were doing the Alec Baldwin roast, they kept feeding me these jokes because I think Blake Griffin was going before me, and they kept feeding me these jokes about unfunny, but he was funny. And like I was sitting there going, what if he kicks ass? Then I got a big pile of jokes about how unfunny Blake Griffin is. And ironically, my unfunny jokes are less funny than his fucking Fair to Midland jokes. Like, I'm not going up there with a bunch of, also, it's a little disrespectful, but Blake killed it. And I'm glad I didn't have four how he was unfunny jokes queued up in the prompter. So there's strategy, right?
Yeah, I mean, Blake Griffin was a good sport. Caitlyn Jenner was at that one. She was a good sport. I can't remember my jokes, but they were probably the most vicious jokes. And then you did a nice run about free speech, essentially, and kind of capped the whole thing off in a really nice way. And roasting, you know, it might be over, Adam. I've been thinking a lot about this, and maybe this is a question I'm going to ask you but not ask you to answer yet, because I want you to think about it. Roasting, it might be over. People are such snowflakes. People are so sensitive right now. I'm not sure people could take it. And even if you could get an Arnold Schwarzenegger or a Rosie O'Donnell to sit in the hot seat, could the fans take it? Mm. You know?
I think people love that format. I do think they love that format. And maybe the line has moved a little bit, but people love a roast formatically. And, mm-hmm. you know, and it's kind of weird. Like, I don't know if you ever think about, like, the different forms of comedy, but like a single cam sitcom, either it's good or it's not. You know what I mean? Like, it's either going to be good or it's not, yeah. but it's not the format that you're attracted to. Here's how you know a roast is a good format for comedy. Where else uh-huh. could you take, you know, a dignitary from Washington, D.C. or Caitlyn Jenner or this guy, that guy, whatever, have a bunch of guys write them jokes, feed it to them with a teleprompter, and it's still pretty good.
Right.
Would that ever work?
That's true.
Think about how strong the format is to support that. But
that's
I got
a good point.
I got a joke they cut of mine that I tell my stand up every once in a while.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to hear it.
All right. Sean Hayes brought me up, and I said, Sean Hayes, he's Will and Grace. Will and Grace is back on the air, by the way. So, Sean, what a comeback. Incidentally, comeback was Sean's nickname in high school.
Roast the host here live on stereo.
All right, here we go.
Now you're getting warmed up, baby. Now mm-hmm. you're getting warmed up. Mm. This is Jeff Ross and Adam Carolla live on stereo. This is Roast the Host. Everybody, come on, hurt our fucking feelings.
Yep.
Yo, Jeff, you look like you job interview retards at Goodwill.
Sorry.
His cadence was a little weird.
Big fan of you guys both. Well, definitely Adam Carolla. Would love to have the chance to talk to either one of you guys. Have a great show. Shout out to all the listeners. Shout out to the floating heads. Enjoy the show, guys.
All right. We get it, the prophet. I like talking to Adam on stereo because it's the only time I can talk to him and I don't have to see his teeth.
By the way, we are live on stereo for people. Oh, I didn't think any roast jokes for you, Jeff. Although I do remember.
I didn't either. I'm just looking at your fucking avatar going, oh. Why aren't the eyebrows four times bigger? They don't have a unibrow avatar.
Oh, no. They told me they're running short on pixels this month, so they couldn't do my full brow. I don't know if it was just bullshit. I don't know anything about computers. But he said because of the embargo or something, COVID or something, that they're having trouble with their pixel shipments.
You know, they got to update the app for a unibrow if you're going to be on this app.
Yeah, or steal a mustache. Because you could.
Can you move the Fu Manchu up to the eyebrows?
Yeah, you just tweak it a little bit. Yeah, you could use like, oh, God. Who am I trying to think of as a great mustache? Sam.
Oh. John Bolton.
Sam who?
Sam yeah. Elliott?
Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott. Sorry, we couldn't hear the guys. Yeah.
That's a great mustache.
That's a great stash.
So, That's a good one.
Jeff, I did your show, The Burn. What year did we do that show?
I would guess it was about 8 years ago.
Was it that long ago?
Maybe it was probably about 8 years ago now.
It was a fun show to do, but I just kind of showed up and I thought we're going to like freeform it, and it turned out okay, but it's hard to freeform a roast. You got to write shit down.
Yeah. The only one who could really freeform it was Patrice O'Neill.
Mm-hmm.
He closed the Charlie Sheen roast on Comedy Central and he didn't like his script because he was kind of a late ad and he just went on at the end and I gave him the note. I said, a little pep talk right before. I said, if you don't like your jokes and they feel stale, then just make some mental notes and roast the roast. Go on at the end and make fun of everything you saw earlier. And that's what he did. And that's the best way to sort of freestyle a roast.
The, was Gregory. Who did the roast? The Hugh Hefner. We did the Hugh Hefner roast.
Right.
Just a few weeks after 9/11. Right after 9/11. And, Dick Gregory
right.
did like 20 right. minutes or 25 minutes, but it wasn't really a free form roast. It was a little more I know Martin Luther King kind of thing, which not as funny as making fun of Pam Anderson's fake tits, you know? So I do remember that. And the guy who stole the show was Gilbert Godfrey in that one, remember?
Right. He did the aristocrats joke at the end of the show.
He did
his too soon moment. He had his famous too soon moment when Gilbert's holding the podium and he's like, it was already a night. Just don't forget, like the World Trade Center is still smoldering. We're only a few miles uptown at a fancy hotel. And, you know, we did away with the after party. You know, we gave the money to the Twin Towers fun. Like we had good intentions, but it went so off the rails, and Jimmy Kimmel did a good job of holding it together. But when Gilbert went up at the end, he said, "Sorry, I was late getting here. I had my plane had a connection at the Empire State Building."
Oh yeah. Yeah. It was crazy to say that back then.
And somebody yelled out too soon. And that's when the too soon thing kind of started.
Oh, really? That kicked off. You said Jimmy did a good job holding it together, but he wasn't hosting that one, was he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was. Right. He had the first 9/11 joke, right out of the gate. He kind of – Cedric the Entertainer was there. It was also – my buddy – Rich Eisen always likes to remind me that everybody who became big on TV was there, like Stephen Colbert, Stephen Carell. There was a lot of other, like Patty Hearst was there.
Yeah.
I think obviously Donald Trump, I believe, was there.
That was a nice hotel, right?
At the New York Hilton.
At the Hilton, yeah. I remember. I remember I didn't know Jimmy was hosting it. I thought he was just a roaster. I didn't know he was a hoster back then.
He did great.
Yeah, he
did great.
He's good at delivering. You know, he doesn't show up late and kind of go off, you know, half baked. He's really got a lot of like good student in him, you know, and so he'll write stuff down and memorize it and commit it to memory, and like he shows up. He doesn't take this stuff. You know, a lot of comedians can be a little lazy sometimes. They go, well, I'm just going to go out there and I think the best will happen, and it doesn't happen. Jimmy's not that way. Jimmy
prepares.
Oh, my God, does he prepare. God, Jimmy.
Well, that's what roasting is, Adam.
It is.
It's going to battle. You got to bring your A game. You don't bring a knife to a gunfight. You're going to show up in a form. Like what we're doing today, we're having fun. You know, it's the middle of the afternoon. We're, you know, letting off some steam. But if I'm going to go to a proper roast, if, you know, somebody says, Justin Bieber says, I want to be roasted, I'm going to watch his videos. I'm going to read everything I can read. And I'm going to do it like method roasting. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go inside his brain, inside the fan's brain, and come out the other side, almost like method acting. You know, you got to live with it for a while. When we were roasting Alec Baldwin, I hung up his picture in every frickin' room of my house. I read his damn autobiography. Wow. I became a fucking expert.
Now what? Now you just know a shitload about Alec Baldwin and there's nowhere to go.
Folks, if you're just tuning in, can I play radio DJ for a second?
Go ahead.
America, Europe, if you're just tuning in, this is Jeff Ross and Adam Carolla. This is Roast the Host, live on stereo. Everybody gets their 15 seconds of fame here on stereo.
Mr. Jeff Ross, how you doing? Doing all right?
I'm good.
How you doing, Adam Carolla?
Doing well.
Good.
All right. Give me time to answer.
I do not want to roast the host, but I'm about to roast somebody in about 15 minutes. I mean, roast the shit out of them. it's just what I do sometimes, but I'm sorry. I don't mean to keep y'all, but carry on. Much love to y'all.
What the fuck was that? A threat? Come on, straight facts. You could do better than that.
By the way,
gentlemen, yeah. What's going on? Longtime listener, one of your oldest fans since back during your 12 a.m. sex fucking talk, badass shows. Oh my God, guys, the memories.
Yeah, I see. All big right. Fan of yours, Adam.
See, you can't have civilians do things. Like, you know what this plan? Here's your plan. It's equivalent to this and expecting a different outcome. It's like we said,
yeah.
I got this new idea. It's called civilians roofing my house. And we'll wait for people to come walking down the sidewalk. And then you grab the person and you go, ever work with a three-tab shingle? And they went, huh? No. And then they just kept walking. What would your batting average be? You see what I'm saying? You are asking civilians to do a job you have honed, crafted, and work this down to a fine razor's edge, and you're asking high people to call in and roast us, and evidently it's not going to work.
I'm telling you it's going to work. You have to have faith. Okay. Roasting is – it's not – look, you got to be good, but it's also cathartic. You don't have to be great. You just have to try. We can critique the jokes, too. You'll get a few people that are
– okay. All right. Let's do it. Although I like people being great.
Come on.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you get great ones, especially, right. You know, my fans. Your fans are going to want to tell you how they're going to want to blow you through the stereo app.
Yeah.
With me, they're going to want to roast me.
All right. Jeff, how high are you right now?
Juan Rios from Illinois.
I just took my first hit of the day, Adam.
All right. So pretty high. Okay.
So, you know, the first hit cuts the deepest. You know that?
Mm hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it helps. It helps the jokes. You know, I get sensitive. So if somebody slams me, at least I'm laughing about it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to hit some of these. Here we go. Roast the host live on stereo.
Hello, hello. Good evening. Adam Carolla. Shouts out to you. Jeff, what's up? What's up, my man? It's your boy Jersey Worthy just tapping in, saying hello. And Adam, I would definitely have to agree. I mean, at the end of the day, after chopping it up a little bit with Jeff for a while, you know, it's a good dude, humble dude, very, you know, down to earth, good guy for sure. So I'd have to definitely concur with that assessment. Anyway, just spreading some good vibes. Stop.
All right, Jersey.
I stand by my original example of asking people pushing shopping carts if they can put a roof on your house.
They're getting warmed up, Adam. Have some faith. They're getting the feel of it. There's a lot of people who want to roast us, I promise.
All right.
Hey, Adam, I've been a big fan for a long time. I've always been a little confused at how right-wing you are. I'm curious what Jeff is and what he thinks of your political beliefs.
Oh, boy, this is hot roast talk.
These are messages are from the beginning when we just said okay. Hi. So well, we're working our way to the roast ones, but please feel free to answer.
Let me address this. I think about this all the time. I did a show called Loveline 25 years on the radio. I defy you to find me one of my opinions from fucking 25 years ago that's changed at all. And I fucking completely reject this, like, right-wing policies. I'm fucking pro-gay marriage, pro-pot, pro-fucking everything. I don't want your shitty government fucking up my life. That doesn't make me a right-winger. Not in the NRA. I don't have guns. I don't give a fuck who gets married or what they ingest. It's their business. But I do have thoughts about not giving away 50% of the fucking money I own to an inept government who flushes it down the toilet. So if that makes me right wing, then so be it. But I challenge you. I gave every single one of my opinions 25 years ago. Go find one. Go find one that's changed.
Fire. I love it, man.
Oh, I'm so tired, everyone. It's like, you assholes. If someone just disagrees with his highness, like, oh, you're right wing talking points. There's no fucking nothing right wing about me. It's insane. Or whatever, you just design this new thing called right wing, and then you hang it on me like, oh, you're right winger. No, I'm not. By the way, I like conservatives a lot more than I like progressives. If the towns that have turned to shit are the ones that are run by progressives, and conservatives got a little more law and order. So I like conservative values. Sorry, Jeff.
No, I appreciate your being candid with the people. And I always thought of you, I know you a long time, as I think the word's pragmatic in politics, just like anything else. Like you look at the homeless issue or an immigration issue the same way you would look at it, you know, how to fix a car or build a house.
Yes,
you know,
I do.
What common sense, what does common sense say? And if other people want to put labels on that, because, you know, you're not a stuffy conservative. You're a fun-loving comedian to me, so I don't see you that way.
I know, but all you have to do is fucking get 1 millimeter out of this template that these self-righteous assholes have come up with. And if you just cross over, then you're conservative or right-wing. All right, here's a right-wing talking point, you fucking feckless pussy. I'm for school choice. Are you for school choice? Not you, Jeff Ross, the fucking guy listening. Explain to me why you don't like school choice, and then explain to me if that's a right-wing talking point. Fucking wanting having kids in the inner city to have a voucher and be able to get a decent education. Okay, that's Ted Nugent. Jesus Christ. The media is so fucked up. Everyone's so fucked up. That's all I have to do is just disagree with His Highness on one thing, and all of a sudden, come down and tell me why I'm wrong. Ugh. I'm tired of everybody.
What do you think's going to happen? Do you think things are going to continue to get divisive, or do you think now, with the way things are going with Biden, do you think people are going to soften up and start acknowledging each other's feelings and thoughts in a different way, and political opinions in a newer?
I think if the news stops, you know, driving it so hard, it'll probably work. But there's we're living in this era where you just have this group and that group, and you have to recognize that group, and you have to apologize for your group, and it's like having a whole bunch of groups is not really a good way to run anything. I mean, what if you ran work the way the left wants to run the country? Like, I'd go, well, my black employees are over here, they have their own table, and then I have my Asians over here, they got a table, and then my Hispanics, like, how could you run that business?
That's a good point.
Well, why run a country that way if you're just trying to turn everyone against each other? When you put people in a group, you've taken the first step at turning them against each other.
Mm-hmm. What's your first question when you get to interview Trump, President Trump? What's your first question? Have you thought about it?
Oh yeah, I got a joke that you'd probably appreciate. I was going to present him with a windbreaker, but I don't know if I'm going to see him now, so I might as well just tell the joke, right, to you?
Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
By the way, we're live on stereo. I had a windbreaker made up that I was gonna present to him. So the joke goes, everyone is trying to get rid of ICE. That's Immigration Custom Enforcement. So they want to abolish ICE. You know, if Biden's in charge, he says he's going to abolish ICE. I would say, Mr. President, I have a foolproof plan for you to save ICE, because I know you want to keep ICE, and I know Biden wants to get rid of ICE, and I'll tell you exactly how you can do it, and it will work 100% of the time. It's right now, it's Immigration Custom Enforcement, which is ICE. Right. ICE was the name of Val Kilmer's character in Top Gun, right? Like, he's the biggest douche in the sky, right? Everyone, ICE is cold. Everyone hates ICE, right? I said, just leave the windbreakers alone and just start it with the word national. National Immigration Custom Enforcement. Who's going to abolish NICE? It'd be political suicide if you said I want to abolish NICE, and it would be an attractive recruiting. It'd be great for recruiting, because instead of the ICE and all that baggage, you'd be the NICE officer, and you could get away with anything. If you had that thing on, you'd be like, what's that guy doing beat the shit out of that grandmother, that Guatemalan grandmother? And you'd go, I don't know. She must have done something wrong. He's a nice agent.
He must – nice guy – nice guys finish last.
So I will.
I think he would have liked that. I think he'd like that joke. You know, I'm an expert in Donald Trump's sense of humor, having roasted him a few times.
I would give him the whole. I'd give him the windbreaker.
That's such a good idea.
It looks pretty good, man, on the windbreaker. It's such a strange. Hmm?
I'm surprised you never got on any of those roasts, the Donald Trump roasts. Those were some legendary appearances.
I wasn't around. I didn't do much stuff with Comedy Central for a long time. And then the Baldwin roast, I just called him with about two or three weeks. It was really, that was Mike August. Mike August just called me and said.
Mike August called me.
Oh, he called you and then he called me, right. And he said, you should do the Baldwin roast. Yeah. And I was like, and he's like, call Alec. And I'm like, I don't want to bother the guy. You know, they got their lineup. And then it's like, call him up. So I called him up. And here we are. I'm really glad I did
it. You crushed it.
Well, thanks, buddy.
You're a highlight. It was an amazing appearance. And it's not easy when you're up there following such great comics as Caitlyn Jenner and Blake Griffin.
Turned out to be good. Well, also, people don't realize that you get out of it for a decade, and things have changed. Like, we used to go up there with 3x5 cards, just a stack of 3x5 cards, you know? And you'd also have to pay attention to what everyone was saying before you, because you may have had that same joke in your pile, and it was up to you to kind of weed it out, you know? Now, they don't tell you what the other people's jokes are. Well, they don't tell me, but they'll go like, somebody's going before you has got a joke that's kind of about that. Maybe you should pull that one out or something.
It was torture. Here, I just found some of my jokes. Caitlyn Jenner. wait, hold on. Alec, you're a big star. Alec Baldwin, you're a big star. How the fuck do you get arrested for punching a guy over a parking spot? Next time, valet your car and support your brother's business.
<That's> funny.
Caitlyn Jenner, I love you. You look like Nicole Brown Simpson if OJ was her surgeon. Oh my god.
Oh god.
I think I cut that one out.
I got a joke.
Caitlin, you're a legend.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got it.
Caitlin, you're a legend. Remember when your picture was on Wheaties boxes back when people could still look at you when they eat?
Oh, that's a good one. Dawson loves that one.
By the way, is that really Caitlin Jenner or did someone say Beetlejuice three times?
You're meaner than I am.
Sorry.
I got a joke. I got a joke that Larry David loved.
Yeah. Larry, he was in the front row.
He was, or he was close to the front. Or maybe he was in the front row. But during the commercial
break, the
commercial break, he came over to the edge of the stage and told me he loved this joke. And I thought, well, if Larry David loves that joke, then that's good enough for me, right?
That's huge.
So you want to hear the joke?
Yeah.
I said, go, or maybe not. Maybe this is the right venue for that. So I said, I had Alec Baldwin, Robert De Niro over there and sitting right next to each other. And I said, Alec Baldwin, Robert De Niro, two of the greatest living actors. Like what craft, what ability, what gifts. But I said, you know, really, If you think about it, I mean, after hearing about all this Harvey Weinstein business, is acting really that difficult? I mean, what other job works like acting? You want to be a commercial airline pilot? Right. Any experience? None whatsoever. Okay, blow that fat Jew. We'll have you up in the skies this afternoon. You want to be a dental hygienist? Yeah. Any experience? None. Okay, blow the fat Jew. We'll see you Monday at the office. You can tell. You could see why Larry David would like that joke, right?
Larry was laughing very hard, and I ran into him at a party, and I said something. He said, "What's the next roast?" And I said, "Well, we're roasting Alec Baldwin next month." And I said, "You should come out as Bernie Sanders. You know, he's mm-hmm. Donald Trump and on SNL." And, "Oh, I don't like roasts. I don't like roasts." And I move a foot closer so no one else can hear me because we're at a crowded party. And I start telling him some of my jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's laughing so hard that he's like hanging on me. And he goes, "What is it?" And then literally he was my guest at the first table because he loved it so much. And then I'm glad that you had a moment to talk to him about which his jokes were the favorites. It's like roast brings people together. I always hear that all the time, Adam. Like, "Oh, that's too mean. I would never do that." And then they actually, I remember Larry King, we were roasting David Hasselhoff and we roasted him so hard that it almost became the Larry King roast and he was furious.
Oh, you roasted, you fragged Larry King, right. And he was furious.
And then Larry was so mad. And then when Larry King went up and delivered his monologue, he was so scathing and hilarious that he forgot he was mad and had the best night of his life.
Let's see. Was this my joke? Let's see. I told this one. This is Bobby De Niro. "I know you're going through a tough divorce. That's rough. It's hard to meet ladies, especially at your age. Might I suggest a new dating app for old fucks? It's called Carbon Dating." took a second there. "Don't worry. Carbon is black. Robert just dates the sisters. You've been in more black women than the Ebola virus." I forgot all about that joke. We are live, by the way, on the stereo app. How's our roast host doing?
Hold on.
All right.
Hold on. Robert De Niro loves beautiful black women so much he's trying to grow one on his face.
Why?
Robert De Niro is so old, he was God's father.
You have all yours in your computer? All right, go ahead.
I just pulled it up while I'm talking to you. Bob is also part owner. Robert De Niro is part owner of my favorite sushi restaurant, Nobu. By the way, Nobu is also what his girlfriend says when he asks her to dress up like sexy Harriet Tubman.
Oh, God.
Listen, man, you had to be there. Yeah. I'm going to play some Roast the Host messages because there's so many people lining up to hurt our feelings. Live on stereo, we're just having a good time, blowing off some steam with my main man, Adam Carolla, and all of you. What do you got?
Adam Carolla is like the premature version of Gilbert Gottfried.
I think that would hurt.
Jeff, your skin ought to be real thick because you look like a fucking iguana.
That's not bad. Thank you, Leslie. You look like an iguana.
Adam Carolla is the passion fruit iced tea of podcasts.
Oh, I hate passion fruit iced tea. Yeah, this is not awesome.
Jeff, you need some more fucking friends if you think that this man over here on your right breaks things down better than anybody in the world.
Thank you, Disco Dave. Let me say this:
this is all the calories and none of the whipped cream. You know what we're getting is the negative part of the roast without the funny part of the roast.
we'll get there.
But no, really, I still got love for Adam. I still have a bottle of Mangria signed by him. I had him sign in Cincinnati at Jungle Gyms.
All right,
I remember
going there. Where you going, Adam?
Going good.
Yeah, so that's good. I have some. What's the other one with the bro?
Oh, brosé.
What'd you call it? The brosé. That's my favorite.
Yeah,
it's good. I get drunk on your brosé sometimes. It pairs well with yelling at a
homeless person.
Yeah, like that.
My guy Adam Carolla is the carrot top to podcast.
I don't even get that.
let's see. let's see. Oh,
we got. When I was Mr. Bertram Mania from K.
What was that one?
I think he had, you know, he did the classic radio, had it on in the background while he was recording.
I'd say we should edit this segment down, but there'd be nothing left.
Hey, Adam Carolla, this is Adam Camry. Nice to meet you.
Thank you, Abe.
Thank you.
Adam Carolla's career is so washed up, he has to jerk off Jimmy Kimmel just to get a spot on Jimmy Kimmel's show.
Ooh, that one cuts deep.
I've done Jimmy Kimmel's show more than anybody, I think.
Yeah, but how many did you have to jerk him off to get the spot is really the question.
No, I'd sometimes give him anal. I'm not a weirdo, but business is business.
I didn't say the roasting. The roasting could be very lowbrow, and I know you're more of a unibrow.
He wrote that down 2 hours ago. Then he got high.
I swear.
And forgot where he put his cocktail napkin, and then he just found it.
I did it.
All right, I'm growing weary. Let's do one more. You want to do one more?
Congrats. You get another $1,000 for being...
I don't know what that was.
Fuck it. Jeff Ross, you was the caterpillar in Epic.
You were the caterpillar.
Jeff motherfucking Ross.
Yo, Jeff Ross.
What?
What's your favorite person that you ever roasted? Sorry for the long pause. I wanted to say, hey, Adam, too. But, yeah, who's your favorite person to roast?
You know, I have a stock answer for that question. It's whoever's next.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel that way about.
So fun.
I feel that way about prostitutes. but the good news is, Jeff, your job is safe after hearing some of the offerings from the civilians out there. I really think you'd have a better shot at getting a roof put on your house. All right, Jeff. Let me give Jeff a plug here. Thick Skin with Jeff Ross. It's available on Apple Podcasts and YouTube and. You can follow him at Stereo, by the way, Real Jeff Ross at the Stereo App Store, at Jeff Ross. I want to say happy birthday to Superfan Giovanni, who's always been a dedicated soul and helped this show more than just about anyone. I got live events coming up, West Palm Beach Improv, November 20th and 21st, and doing a matinee show with Mark Garagos over there, the attorney. We're going to be doing a live Reasonable Doubt podcast over there. So you just go to adamcarolla.com, and you can also check out and put a bunch of our stand-up on the YouTube page, which you can enjoy our YouTube page as well. And, Jeff, you got some plugs, or did I hit your plugs?
Well, I wanted to ask you about the stand-up, because I've been nervous about doing these socially distant shows, and I hear you're going to Florida where it's still warm enough probably to perform outside, but are you performing inside at half capacity, or what does it look like when you do these shows?
Yeah, it's some places are less, some places are more, but you know, people, they end up, it just looks like a pile of people sitting there eating nachos. It's not what you'd think. There's not much of a science to it. It's like the same science for the club. It's the same science for a Southwest flight. Everyone's got to wear a mask, except for you're eating snacks now and your mask around your chin. Like, it's the same science. It's kind of no science.
But so the mask doubles as a napkin.
Yeah, it's like one of those. You ever see the horses walking in Central Park and they got that poop catch diaper on them? It's that way for Triscuits.
I flew, I wore the shield. Have you tried the full-on plastic shield?
I can't like put my sunglasses on and use the mask at the same time without completely fogging up my sunglasses. So I'm worried. I don't know. How does the shield work?
Well, it's just a big piece of plastic. Like if you go to a restaurant, the waiter's
Yeah, I see that. But don't fog it up?
Oh, no, I do fog it up and then I fall asleep.
I'm a mouth breather, so.
Yeah, me too. My glasses fog up. It's problematic. Right. You lift it up a little bit. I mean, there's no right way to wear a mask or the whole, you know, it makes me kind of crazy. And comedy will come back. I really strongly believe that. I mean, there's guys out there doing it and adapting like you. And I think comedy will come back bigger than ever. The one thing that I think will never come back, Adam, is close-up magic.
Yep. Trump and close-up magic. Yeah.
I think nobody's ever going to want to, anybody pulling a quarter out of their ear again. No one wants to pick a card from a dirty deck.
It's not going to be that. It's because every kid, everybody's over, anyone under 45 had video games. And you can't learn close-up magic when you're 13 unless you're bored as shit. And as long as there's flat panel TVs and video games and Lunchables, why would you be down in your mom's basement for hours working on the same, you know, all right, who has a cigarette lighter? Thank you. I mean, think about that. Think about my kids. They don't speak a language. They don't play. They don't know any close-up magic. They don't play an instrument. They're not going to do any of that because they got a TV. They got a 90-inch TV sitting in their room.
So what do they want?
You wouldn't be funny if you had my kids' TV set. We wouldn't know your name.
Right. Interesting.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. All right, Jeff, let me give you one more plug. Thick Skin with Jeff Ross. And I get all the other plugs. So we're good. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
I love you, Adam.
I love you, man.
You make me laugh so hard. And be careful out there on the road, man. Wear the mask.
I'm going to wear the mask. And Jeff, always love talking to you, brother. And
all right.
Yeah, until next time, Adam Carolla for Gina Grand, Mal Brian, and Jeff Ross saying mahalo.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744 and pick up Adam's book. I'm your emotional support animal. It's available everywhere. Get the links at adamcarolla.com.